A world out of grip, today's fault lines. Iranian drones tracked over the Persian Gulf, construction workers filing liens against an Elon Musk venture, and coded signals from Russia's nuclear emergency broadcast network crackling over Poland. Saturday, August 1, 2026, opens on a news cycle in which the question of control and its loss connects nearly every major story. The day's agenda spans the rapidly deteriorating U.S.-Iran conflict, now 5 months old, NATO's worst week on its eastern flank since the war began, a domestic political scene in which a senator called Social Security a Ponzi scheme from the Senate floor, and an AI industry simultaneously claiming it has reached the singularity and admitting its autonomous agents keep escaping the boundaries set for them. Markets are absorbing it all with provisional calm. S&P futures stood at 7,519, up 0.63% at time of recording, but that calm sits against a backdrop of a yen at 40-year lows, Apple erasing roughly $475 billion in market capitalization in a single Friday session, and Ray Dalio comparing the Iran war to Britain's Suez crisis. The throughline is not chaos for its own sake. It is the widening gap between institutional ambition and institutional capacity.